The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Conversaciones honestas sobre lo que sentimos, callamos, y estamos aprendiendo a soltar. Hi everybody, welcome back to Entre Nosotras. Today I want to talk about something that doesn't feel like it gets talked about enough, especially in Hispanic families, and especially if you're the oldest daughter. And that's what happens when you start changing. Not small changes like getting new hobbies or creating new routines. I'm talking about real change. The kind where you begin to think differently, where you begin to want different things, when you begin to outgrow environments that you're in. And it's like a pull of independence. Because nobody really prepares you for that moment, especially when you're the oldest and you're still trying to figure things out, but your parents are too. And a really big part of my change happened when I moved out. I moved out sophomore year of college. It wasn't something that I was thinking about hard. It kind of just happened where my parents bought a new house and they moved from where I am now, 45 minutes away. But from school, it was an hour and like 15 in the mornings with traffic. It's like two hours, maybe even three. And I remember when they told me, the way I felt was stressed. I was really stressed because I had a job. You know, school was good for me. I was close to school. The commute wasn't horrible. I already had to deal with traffic from where I lived to school, and just thinking about the extra stress about having to commute from further away, losing my job, having to find a new job, and then on top of that, like figuring out if I need a new job closer to where my parents were moving, finding a job midway to where my parents were moving, like how I was going to commute. It was a mess. I definitely was a mess. And I was excited for my parents, but I was stressed for myself. And I remember that when I did decide to talk to my parents about me staying over here, I felt excited, but I also felt really guilty. Like, I wanted my independence, but I also was scared that something went wrong. And I think that I was also terrified because I was leaving my siblings. And me and my siblings, they're like my children. I always say they're my kids. So it was really hard for me to leave them. And for me, being the oldest sister, it's not just something that is like, oh yeah, you're the oldest. It's a responsibility. You're responsible to help your parents. You're responsible for your siblings. You're the example. You're the reliable one. And sometimes, without realizing it, you become part of the structure that keeps the family functioning. So when you start talking about leaving, it doesn't just feel like you're moving. It feels like you're disrupting something, like you're abandoning your role. And that guilt... You start thinking, like, am I being selfish? Like, who's going to take care of my kids? Who's going to take them to practice? Who's going to make sure that they eat? Who's going to make sure that they are well-behaved and the house is clean? And who's going to make sure that they're not stressing out my mom or they're not stressing out my dad? And, oh my gosh, is it going to be more harm than good? I'm telling you guys, I was a mess. But then you learn the truth that growing does not equal abandoning. Choosing yourself does not mean you love your family less. Sometimes it means you trust them enough to survive without you carrying everything. And change is super scary, not just for you. It's scary for the people around you too. Because when you change, dynamics change. And that can create tension. But tension doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It often means you're doing something new. And this theme of independence and doing things differently showed up for me even before moving out. It showed up when I started college. When I first started college, I did not want to make friends. I know that sounds weird, but people talk about college like it's supposed to be the best years of your life. But I was commuting, and I feel like my experience was completely different. I would literally just go to class, show up. Once class was out, I would either go home, straight to work. It wasn't like I was hanging out on campus and really talking to people, getting to know anybody. I felt very isolated. When I would commute, I lived like 20 minutes away from school. I would drive to school. There were days where I was staying till like 12:30, and then I would just go straight to work, and then 6:30 p.m. go home. Like, it was, I had a schedule and I had a routine. I never really felt rushed or like I would, well, let me take that back. I definitely felt like my life was very fast paced. I felt like there was always something to do. And a part of me definitely convinced myself that I didn't need anybody. Like, I was fine not having any friends. I was like, I already have my life. I have my family. I have my relationship. I'm fine. But the truth is, I was definitely protecting myself. Because when you put yourself out there, especially in a new environment, it's very uncomfortable. Especially when it feels like everybody else already has their people. And that's exactly how it felt to be on campus. I would see groups of friends. They would have their study groups and they would sit together in class. And I was just there. And you could also just tell like a lot of them were living together like in the dorms, or they've known each other from like past school. Like, I don't know. I just felt like super like isolated. And comparing myself to all those people who had so many friends and they had their group and their, it felt really, it wasn't a good idea. And then on top of that, like, I was watching my cousin, she goes to UC Berkeley, and she was just thriving. Like, she made so many friends. She was going out to all these parties. And she just looked like she was having the time of her life. And she was definitely having that college experience. And I remembered, and I asked myself, like, did I choose the right school? Did I do the right thing? Like, am I doing the right thing by not mingling? Like, is this, why did I choose to do this? Like, I don't know. And I felt like I was like missing out on so much. And I think that's something that nobody really talks about, is that like commuter loneliness, where you kind of just go to school, go to work and leave. And like, or you just like go to school and leave. Like, there's nothing really in between. And it feels really hard. It's like really hard. And you feel kind of like invisible in a way. But then I realized, like, college is really hard. It's emotionally hard. Exams, the stress, the doubt, moments where you questioned yourself. And that's when I realized something important. You need people in your corner who understand what you're going through. Not just people who love you, people who get it, people in the same arena. So slowly, I started opening up, talking to classmates more. We started studying together, and I just let these connections happen naturally. And I realized something that changed my perspective completely. Friendship doesn't have to look like dorm life to be real. And you don't need a huge group to feel supported. You just need a few genuine people. And that's when I met my two best friends ever. And I love them so much. Layla and Anastasia. They are my nursing girlies. We have a group chat. It's called Ivy Pro Friends. It's funny when you... Oh, anyway, and I never realized how important they were. Sorry. I would have never been able to get through this experience without them. And they just have made my life so much happier. They've brought so much light, so much joy, so much chaos in such a great way. And I think that it's super important that you find those people, and you'll find them in like the craziest ways. Like, I remember when I met Layla, it was in O-Chem, and she just looked super kind. And I sat next to her one day and I was like, hey, like, do you have any notes? And that's where it began. And Stage, we had clinical together. It was our first clinical, and she was just such a lovely soul. Like, when I saw her, I was like, oh my God, she looks like the kindest girl. Like, her aura was just so bright. It was so beautiful. It's like the same thing with Layla. Like, they are just sunshine, like truly sunshine, and they are such great people. And honestly, this lesson connected back to everything else happening in my life. Moving out, changing, becoming more independent, because growth involves discomfort. There's always a period where you feel alone, you feel unsure, you feel guilty and out of place, but that doesn't mean you're on the wrong path. It usually means you're expanding. So if you're listening to this and you feel like you're changing, like you might be outgrowing things, you feel a little guilty for wanting more, you feel like you've missed out compared to others, understand that your timeline is not wrong. Your path is not less meaningful. You are not selfish for building a life that feels right for you, especially if you're the oldest daughter. You're allowed to exist outside of responsibility. You're allowed to grow beyond the role you were given, and your family's love is not dependent on you staying the same. Sometimes the bravest things you can do is grow without permission. So before leaving, I want to thank you, and I want you guys to really sit with this and think and be grateful for your life, your experiences, and know that you're never behind. Everything will come when it's meant to. Thank you guys for being here. My name is Day, and this was Entre Nosotras. Bye.